My guest is Jeff Bridges. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Hey there, Eric. Thanks for having us.
You have been playing music for an awful long time, as I have been researching, more than 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, I'm a pretty old guy now. Am I 63 or 64? Born in 49. 63, so, you know, and I've been playing since I've been, 12 or something, 13. So what is that? I'm not good at the math.
Well, about over 30, 45 years, something
45,
like that.
45, yeah, there you go.
So what happened along the way where acting became important enough to you or just active enough that it started pulling you away from music?
It never did, really. Music has always been a part of my life. I remember as a kind of deep into my acting career, I made the decision, well, I'm going to make acting, the focus of what I do. Remember my father, Lloyd Bridges, who loved showbiz and acting so much, he wanted all his kids to go into it. Then I remember as a young kid, I said, Dad, I was thinking maybe doing the music thing. And he was into music too, by the way. Not many people know that he replaced Richard Kiley on Broadway in Man of La Mancha.
Really?
So the guy, he was a singer. He had some pipes, Anyway, I told my dad I was thinking about music, and he said, Jeff, acting is so cool, man. And he said, the wonderful thing about acting is that you get to apply all of your talents and your skills and your interests in the acting, and you'll play a musician, you'll be called upon to do that. Mm-hmm. And he was right. I'm glad I listened to the old guy.
Well, and you were a California boy. So where is this country music connection coming from?
Well, you got some deep country in California, Fresno and all of that. And, I don't know. It's just something, I remember listening to one of my, idols, I guess, growing up. I guess you could say idol is a strong word, but it probably, it works here. Bob Dylan, and he certainly had a lot of country, stuff, in him. One of my early movies was The Last Picture Show. And that's when I really got turned on to, Hank Williams and, man, there was that's a wonderful score for that movie. We shot that down in Wichita Falls in Archer City, Texas.
Hmm. Well, I want to talk about Crazy Heart in a minute and your new album, Jeff Bridges, but you put an album out about 13 or so years ago, right?
God, was it that long ago, Chris? 13? I'm sitting here with my buddy Chris Polonis, who produced that album. It's called Be Here Soon, along with Michael McDonald and myself. And we had a great time making that album.
That's worth a spin.
That one's worth it.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that one. Oh, yeah. I have heard the song though that ended up on a soundtrack back in like 1969 for a Dustin Hoffman movie.
Oh gosh, that's really good. I don't know if you know this, Chris. That was my first recording experience, and you know who my producer was? Quincy Jones. my brother got that from me. He was he had done a movie with Norman Jewison, Gailey, a movie, and Norman was doing this Dustin Hoffman movie, and Bo said, hey, you might want to check out my brother's work, Quince. and Quincy said, yeah, he dug that tune and had me in there.
And what was the film? It was John and Mary.
Yeah.
It was Mia Farrow and Dustin Hoffman.
Right? Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is my guest live in the JPR studios. His new album is called Jeff Bridges. Well, you're sitting here with a guitar, but I have also seen video of you online at the piano. I actually watched you playing some flamenco sketches, Bill Evans, Miles Davis thing. Do you still play piano?
Actually, that was probably a piece is what I, it's a Bill Evans piece. That's kind of like that, flamenco sketches.
Do you still play piano too?
Yeah. We'll be playing tonight a little bit.
And then acoustic and electric guitar?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what do you want to play first for us here in the studio?
We're going to play a tune that a dear friend of mine wrote, a guy named Stephen Bruton, who I met, many years ago, along with T-Bone Burnett, in a movie called Heaven's Gate. And we had, starred Chris Christopherson, and he brought along all his music friends with him, or a lot of them, and we used to jam all the time. And then when we made Crazy Heart, T-Bone got Stephen Bruton involved. And Stephen was with me every day shooting that, keeping us, you know, on track, making it as authentic as it could possibly be. And he wrote, you know, several songs with T-Bone for that movie. And we're going to play a song that is off this album that you just mentioned. It's about 18 months old that T-Bone Burnett produced. And it's called What a Little Love Can Do. Let me get a swig of water while we begin.
It's Jeff Bridges live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio.
I know that you've been feeling down and blue. There ain't nothing really wrong with you. You just need a little tending to. Let me show you what a little bit of love can do. It's amazing what a little bit of love can do. I can tell that someone needs a little help, having trouble getting over someone else. I'm here to tell you that everything is gonna be fine. Yes, I know you're hurting, 'cause your heart is breaking. I think that I can alleviate the situation. Look in my eyes, listen to me, baby. Put your little hand in mine. I know that you've been feeling down and nothing really wrong with you. You just need a little tending to. Let me show you what a little bit of love can do. Take your time, listen to what all I'm saying. I got a hunch that loving you is worth waiting. I'm gonna prove to you before this night is through. There's a way to turn your pain right into pleasure. Drastic times seem to call for drastic measures. You need to know, girl, I can fit you with a remedy that's tried and true. I know that you've been feeling down and blue, but there ain't nothing really wrong with you. You just need a little tending to. Let me show you what a little bit of love can do.
It's Jeff Bridges live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, also online streaming at ijpr.org. So was Crazy Heart 2009, was that really the catalyst that got you back into music more regularly, at least on a public stage?
Yeah, I mean, that really fanned the flames of my, you know, my music fire, I'll tell you. You know, getting my buddy. I'm, you know, originally I turned that part down because... Well, there was no music attached to it, so no matter how good the story was, you know, if you didn't have any music, couldn't it be crummy? You know?
How are they going to pull that off, a movie
well,
about
they
a musician
just said,
without...
you know, we'll get something, you know. I said, well, when you get something, come back. And then, you know, years later, my buddy T-Bone Burnett, we were talking, and he said, say, what do you think about that movie, Crazy Heart? They, you know, I said, why do you ask? You know, he said, are you interested? I asked him, and he said, well, you know, I'll do it if you'll do it, you know. You want to do it? And I said, oh, come on, let's go. And so, you know, all that music had to be created, you know, on the, you know, for that show. We had a few months, and T-Bone is so talented, you know, as far as rounding up wonderful musicians and wonderful material. And, you know, he did a, you know, a tremendous job. And then after Crazy Heart was over, I had a slew of songs. And I said, gee, if I'm ever going to, you know, get this music thing, make an album, you know, now would be the time to do it. So I asked T-Bone, and I had, you know, a list of songs, and he came over one day and we went through them, and he said, yeah, let's do this. And we, you know, made an album. It was wonderful. And then of course that, you know, led to, you know, keeping the music going.
Yeah. Well, you've got no shortage of iconic characters in the films that you've done. Bad Blake, certainly one of them. You had just referenced a minute ago that, to a degree, or maybe to a large degree, that character was based on Stephen Bruton. Was that a fun character to create, or was it really more difficult, or maybe even a little bit more painful than that, because it was based on some of the tougher aspects of Stephen Bruton's life and career?
Well, it was both just delightful, man, because, yeah, you're working with dear friends. And also at the helm, we had this young director, Scott Cooper.
First-time director, right?
First-time director, and he wrote the screenplay, you know. And I just saw his new movie that will be coming out shortly called Out of the Furnace. And the world's in for a treat. This is a masterpiece. It's a wonderful film.
I think that's the movie you were trying to talk about when Jennifer Lawrence attacked you this last week.
yeah. That was funny. But what were we saying?
Basing it on Stephen Bruton.
Oh, about Stephen Bruton. Yeah. And so it was delightful because, you know, working with Bruton, and he, you know, giving me guitar lessons and supplying songs and, you know, all kinds of things, just hanging out. We were, you know, dear friends, love to hang with each other. The tough part of it wasn't so much, you know, conjuring up the hardships of a guy, you know, an alcoholic and that sort of thing. The real tough part was kind of the anxiety that built up from wanting to pull off this great opportunity. Mm. You know, just, you know, it's like I kept having the image of a, you know, a wide receiver going out for that long ball, you know, and he's right about to the finish line. He sees that thing coming. It's a perfect pass. He said, please, you know, let me catch this thing. You know, don't let my hand, you know, and that kind of thing. I wanted to just you know, rise to the occasion and you know, do justice to this great opportunity.
I think I'm feeling that now, that same feeling. So as you're playing music, going out on the road, making music, making an album, putting a band together, touring, how do you separate yourself from that character? I mean, there are so many images of you, pictures and video clips. When you're playing music, you are Bad Blake. Mm-hmm. So how do you separate that and make sure that when you're making music and you're with your band that you are Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I don't really think about that at all. There's a bit in acting, and I guess it applies also to music once I'm thinking about it here, is that there's a word. I guess it's channeling. Is that, you know, you see these mystics and they sit in a chair, mm-hmm. and somebody's going to come in and upset, you know, there's a word. I can't, is it channeling? There's a word I can't think of, but a spirit comes into them. And there's a kind of a bit of that when I do these parts. I open myself up and a different voice will come out or a different thing, and I'll just kind of let that have its way with me. And so the same as, you know, the songs. I know when we were doing Crazy Heart, and this is the way I approach most acting roles, you know, the first thing I do is I think aspects of myself that I can apply to the character, and I sometimes magnify those, and then the ones that, you know, I don't really apply, kind of kick to the curb. And so, you know, there was, in Bad Blake, there was a lot of me in that character, and but the show that we're doing tonight and the tour we're doing, a lot of the songs are written by an old friend of mine, probably my oldest friend. We go back to the fourth grade together, a guy named John Goodwin. And we've been writing music and making art and doing all these things for all these years. And one of the gratifying things about going out on the road this time is getting to realize some of his songs. He's just a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. And so in that case, you know, I don't know what voice I'm, what I, you know, what, what's happening. You know, I'm not, I don't really, you know, it's very kind of subjective for me. I'm not really looking at it. And people, you know, have all kinds of opinions and, you know, put you in different boxes. And I, you know, that's their business, really.
I read somewhere that you had kind of considered Bad Blake to be the fifth highwayman.
Yeah, well, that was.
Was that because you wanted to be the fifth highwayman?
No. That was the first bit of direction that Scott Cooper, the director, gave me, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Was to try to have that mindset when it came to making music?
Yeah. And, you know, that's how famous, you know, Bad Blake was in his mind. And also, he had another interesting thing that T-Bone did. T-Bone's from Fort Worth, and so is Bad Blake, who the character was. And T-Bone says, I'm going to make you a playlist of the kind of music that Bad Blake would have listened to growing up. And it was quite eclectic. It wasn't just all Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and that kind of stuff. It was, you know, Ornette Coleman, you know, who's also, you know, great jazz, freaky jazz player. You know, he's from, you know, Texas too. And Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles, all those guys were influenced. So it wasn't all, you know, strictly, and Leonard Cohen, Dylan, these kind of guys. What T-Bone, he said an interesting thing. He said, I want to create an alternative country universe, you know, so it doesn't apply, you know, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really, you can't say, oh, he's not, he wanted to make a completely new kind of thing. You know?
Jeff Bridges is my guest live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. We're also streaming online, ijpr.org. What are you going to play next for us?
Well, I understand you had the great Ryan Bingham here not too long ago.
We did, yeah.
And God, I can remember the first day I met Ryan. It was over at T-Bone's house, and we were hunting for this song in Crazy Heart, you know, because T-Bone and Scott were both feeling, gee, if we don't have the cool tune, we're
the
up
hit,
the creek.
Right?
Yeah, the hit, you know. And in comes this guy who was actually hired as an actor first to play a part in the movie, which he does. He plays a part. He knocks on my door. He's like a local band guy, you know. And he says, by the way, you know, last night I wrote this song. I got it on my cassette here. It might be good for you guys. I don't even put that song on. And I remember Bone's face just you know, going completely relaxed and just, you know, he was so happy. You know, they found this song. You know, boom, he recognized it just like that. So we're gonna play that tune for you. Hearts on the loose, you roll them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You call down your shots, shoot an eight ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow it don't feel like home anymore. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. Ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try. Thank you.
body aches from playing your guitar and sweating out the hate. The days and the nights all feel the same. The whiskey has been a thorn in your side that doesn't forgive. The highway that calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try.
It's Jeff Bridges live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, online at ijpr.org. The Weary Kind from the soundtrack to the movie Crazy Heart. So Jeff, what's harder, acting or making music?
It's all about the same.
Really?
For me. Yeah, it's the same kind of deal. You know, I want to, you know, that same thing you express that you feel. I guess it's a human thing, you know, rising to the occasion. You know, we've been given a wonderful gift of life, you know, basically, and we find ourselves here, you know, conscious, and to make the best of that.
I would imagine that acting has a little bit bigger payout. What has a bigger payoff? What's more fun?
Both. You know, there's no real, to me, there's not really a difference. It's kind of the same assignment, you know, to be honest, you know, represent you know, all of the different human conditions, that kind of thing. You know, I look at them, there's really more similarities, you know. Also, you know, you're working with other artists. That's the great thing. You know, like my buddy here who's playing that beautiful guitar for you, Chris Polonis, you know. It's such a joy, you know, to hang out with him and my band and just, you know, be influenced by all these artists, you know, that and on a good day, this happens in movies too, you know, you've got high expectations going in, and every once in a while, all those expectations are just blown, and it's, you know, better than you ever thought. And that's just, you know, that's magic when that happens.
I've heard you talk about the period when you finish a film where you stop pretending and you have some downtime where you get back to being you. Is music that for you? Does it help with that or help speed that process along of getting back to being you?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because it's all, you know, your music is me, and the acting is me too. But there's a sense of they're both work too, you know. I've kind of invented I think it's a new word, plorking. It's a combo of play and work. Or you can say Wurlay. It's another way to go. You like that? Yeah, that's a little dangerous. Wurlay, yeah.
Yeah. It's dangerous on live radio.
But you know, that on a good day, the work is like play, you know, and it's wonderful. But there is a work aspect to it all, you know, where you're, we worked, you know, last night rehearsing, and there's, you know, you're up all, you know, late and you're tired, but you got to do your thing and you got to do it. You know, sometimes, you know, we movies, you work, God, the hours, you know, 16, 18 hours sometimes.
Yeah, I read that on one of your recent films, you were gone for something like 11 out of 14 months away from home.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
so
yeah.
Why in the world then would you wrap a film and decide, hey, I'm going to go out on tour with my band now?
Well, I'd done those. Yeah. My wife said that same thing to me. She asked me that same question. Why are you doing? I had some tunes I wanted to do, you know, and I did two movies back to back. And then I didn't want to do any movies, but I had these songs I wanted to realize, and I had this band, you know, kind of together. And it's like anything, if you don't practice, you know, what you're doing, it's going to atrophy. You know, you're not going to get, you're not going to remember the stuff. So while it was still semi-fresh, I wanted to take that year and do a year of music, you know, and work the music.
Well, and I want to talk about a couple of other things before I let you go. Creatively, you have a lot of different outlets. Photography, you've got this slightly unusual camera that I was reading about. Mm-hmm. It takes photos in a very unique way, and yeah, a lot of them are now on your website. Mm-hmm. Some little books that you've created and published, yeah, on film sets. Painting, drawing, mm-hmm. How often do you participate in those activities?
Often, I'm, you know, putting together, especially when I make, most of my photography is this Wide-Lux camera that I use. It's an old film camera, you know, and it's got a panning still lens. I look at it as sort of the missing link between still photography and motion picture photography. I put out a book that's available to the, public quite a few years ago called Pictures, and I'm currently working on another one. And most of the photographs have to do with making movies. That's where I take most of my pictures. And for every film I do, for most of them anyway, I make a book for the cast and crew as a gift at the end of the thing. And then the larger books that are available to the public are based from those books.
And you have a new record on the way later in the fall. Is that true?
Well, I'm hoping so. We got, you know, we're getting a live album together, and that's really, really exciting. That should be out. Well, who knows? When do you think, Chris?
I know we've been multi-tracking all of our shows over this last run and this upcoming run. So the folks coming to this show tonight perhaps could be part of this new live album.
And there's a chance, right?
There's a real chance, and it's really sounding great, you know. I'd say within a couple months we should be finished with that.
And opening the show tonight.
Oh yeah.
Jesse Bridges.
Talk about working with artists. I mean, God, the joy of that, working with my daughter. Jesse, such a talented songwriter. She's got an album that'll be coming out shortly. I think she's already got some tunes on iTunes, you know. But she's a wonderful musician. Yeah, that's a ball.
Do you guys play together much?
We play together all the time. She was, for the last three movies, she was my assistant on those movies. And so, yeah, whenever we weren't working, you know, making the movie, we were picking, you know, and just playing. And, oh, it was so great.
Same kind of stuff as you? Kind of a country-tinged?
Not really. Kind of, what would you say? She's a singer-songwriter stuff. It's all her original material, very personal, you know, stuff to her. And she's got a beautiful voice. It's kind of cool. Her guitarist who's accompanying her is the son of our drummer. So it's
no
really
kidding.
All in the family.
Wow.
Oh, shows you how tight this, small world after all,
yeah,
it is. Chris's son, Christian, is in a great rock and roll band. I mean, his band is, you know, just incredible. Stolen Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
He's 14. He's the old guy in the band.
And wow. He's the old guy. And his girlfriend is my niece, Jamie Geston, who is also in a band called the Wawas.
Who are also amazing.
Who are rocking out. So can you imagine in being, what, they're in junior high or not even high school? Right?
I think they just got into high school.
Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
They started hanging out and dating, and I said, you know, that's Jeff's niece.
So is your tour bus painted like the Partridge Family? Like you just pile everybody into the same thing?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Those are a couple bands for your listeners to check out. Go to Facebook, the Wawas and Stolen Thunder, because they're powerful.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is my guest live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called Jeff Bridges, a live album due out maybe later this year.
Definitely.
Maybe? Yeah. Will you play us one more?
Yeah. We're trying to figure. We think we're going to play you two, but we've now found out you're going to do three, and that's cool. We like playing. I'm going to tune up here while I discuss.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think, man? I was thinking maybe a Johnny Goodwin tune.
Yeah, we could do that. I'll go along with whatever you choose. How's that? I'm slightly comatose at the moment. So
okay.
It was a long couple of weeks actually. But so you could either play a Johnny Goodwin tune
called Maybe I Missed the Point. Let's see if we can get through this one. Somebody whose life is tough, I help a little, but it isn't enough. Cause I go spend money on stupid stuff when I know he's struggling to stay above. And I have so many chances to be the hero I believe's inside of me. But I get busy and I get distracted, and I knew nothing when I could've acted. I laid low and I could've stood high. I said nothing when I should've asked why. I saw something I might've done and I didn't. A chance to speak my truth and I hid it inside. I'd like to believe I'm cool, easy to love and hard to fool, but I know there's more I could have enjoyed. Sometimes I find myself thinking, maybe I missed the point. So many times I turned down love, stayed in the dark when I could have lit it up. But every time I did take a chance, it makes me happy when I'm looking back. I'm not saying my whole life feels like a joke, but I've been a master of mirrors and smoke, and I don't want to live no more without you. Should have asked why. I saw something I might have done and I didn't. A chance to speak my truth and I hid it inside. I'd like to believe I'm cool, easy to love and hard to fool, but I know there's more I could have enjoyed. Sometimes I find myself thinking, maybe I missed the point.
Jeff Bridges, Chris Polonis, thanks so much for being here today. It's been our absolute pleasure to have you.
Great hanging with you, Eric. Can I say one? Can I say one thing before
Absolutely.
I take off? One of the things I'm trying to spread the word about here, and when we're doing the concerts, is something I am the national spokesperson for an organization called Share Our Strength, and they have a campaign called No Kid Hungry, and we're going around the country making sure that each state makes ending childhood hunger a priority. And we've got some great news about folks who are in need of food this summer. You know, most kids that are struggling with hunger get their nutrition at school. And once that school, once school is out, so is that availability for those meals. But there's a texting program now that's in place. If people text the word food to 877-877, they can find out where there's summer meals available in their area. And, you know, there are more and more of these areas that are all around. And we'd like to encourage people to take advantage of the federal funding that's available to you. But you got to have these programs in place. So letting people know that if your kids are in need of food this summer, anybody 18 or under, and there's no paperwork to fill out, none of that stuff, you text food to 877-877.
Right on. And we'll...
There's a website, too. Good idea, Chris. NoKidHungry.org.
All right, and we'll have that website attached to the audio from our live session when we post it at our website as well.
Thank you.
The new album is called Jeff Bridges. Jeff, thanks again.
Great playing for you.